Go ahead and have church. Hope everyone's doing well. Have a wonderful day, beautiful day the Lord's given us. Let's all stand and we're going to take prayer requests this evening. Anybody on my right side have a spoken prayer request? All righty. No one on the right side? Anyone on the left side with a spoken prayer request tonight? All righty. Well, praise the Lord. Praise God.
Anyone from the roster?
Yes,
Brother. Yeah, my co-worker had some surgery on his shoulder. John, one actually does our lawn.
Yes.
He's going to be down with the shoulder. They had like three or four tears in the shoulder. He wrote that. Let's pray he'll have quick recovery.
Amen.
I know there's already been a lot of prayers for Sister Gail, but let's continue to keep her in our prayers. And also Brother Butler's back in the hospital.
Absolutely. And if you have an unspoken prayer request tonight, just show by raising your hand. Praise God. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we just want to praise you tonight. Dear Lord, we just want to thank you, Lord, and just love you, dear Lord, for all that you do for us. Dear Lord, we thank you for your mercy, your grace, and dear Lord, for your protection. Dear Lord, we ask now, dear Lord, as we open this service, dear Lord, let your Holy Spirit, and we know it's already here, but dear Lord, may we be in tune to your Spirit, dear Lord, and let it just have free reign amongst each and every one of us. Lord, may we be in one mind and one accord, dear Lord, as we go together tonight. And as we pray now, dear Lord, you've heard the spoken prayer request, dear Lord, and those hands that were raised by faith, dear Lord, those unspoken prayer requests. You know exactly what each and every situation is. And dear Lord, we pray for those that are sick, those that are shut in, those that are going through procedures, dear Lord, or therapy, or whatever the situation is, dear Lord, whether they're sick and not able to be with us or traveling. But, dear Lord, we just miss each and every one, dear Lord. May we gather together as a group again very soon. And, dear Lord, we're thanking you for their healing. We're thanking you for the provisions that you provided for each and every one of us. Lord, we ask now that you'll bless our pastor and his family, Lord. Strengthen him. Strengthen our church, dear Lord, as we go forward. Dear Lord, we want more in tune with you. Dear Lord, during this busy time of year, this season, Lord, may we put you first in all that we do. And, Lord, we give you all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. And we all say, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. While you're standing, I know it's a familiar one. I do it a lot. But turn to page 277, Redeemed. I forgot to tell them. Redeemed. Are you redeemed this evening? Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
I have been redeemed.
Great is my joy.
may be seated if you can. Just want to just praise the Lord this evening. We're going to take up the evening offering and then call on a couple of special singers. Brother Jim, I didn't ask you earlier. I didn't make it back that far. If you put a song together for us too, appreciate it tonight. Yes, sir. Praise God. Putting you on the spot. Yeah, let's do the offering first, too. Why not? Go ahead and ask the Lord to bless it. I'm sorry. I'm in a good mood this evening. I'll forgive you. I did it. Yes, Lord. Take the mic with you.
Just cry, Jesus. There is coming a day when no heartache shall come, no more clouds in the sky, no more tears to dim the eye. All is peace forevermore on that happy golden shore. What a day.
Another announcement to make also. Don't forget our band of brothers. We're meeting tomorrow night at 7 p.m. over in the Curtis Center. A little change of location, but it's a little more festive time. It's a combination between our November and December meeting. So just want to remind you, if you'd like to come join us. I can give you the information. But we're really going to be a great time. Thank you, guys.
Amen. Take my hand.
Precious Lord. Glory. I never want to let go of that precious hand. How about you? Someone want to testify while I get a guitar here. God always makes a way.
Yes,
someone else.
I just want to praise the Lord this evening. I have, y'all see me kind of being goofy this evening, but I just love the Lord. He just continues to bless me and my family and just with everything that's going on. And I can't thank Him enough for forgiving me my sins, for giving me that desire to serve Him. And also when He checks me when I'm heading in the wrong direction, just to turn me where I need to go. I just want to praise Him.
Amen. Anybody else while I try to find the right key? Sister Penny, give us a word of testimony. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God. Amen. That the Lord is always with us. And thank God for a praying church.
Yes.
Amen. 911's one number, but I want to also call the prayer chain at the church. Amen. And just let the prayers begin to go up. Let's do the key of Eli. Let Him always walk beside me. Let Him take my hand and guide me. Let me live in the light of His love. Till I reach that great tomorrow where there will be no pain and sorrow. Oh, let me live in the light.
You go to heaven.
Of His love. Well, let me live. Let me live in the light love can give. Let it shine like the sun up above. Just let me feel every ray, every night and every day. Let me live in the light of His love.
when my soul is heavy laden, seems like all my dreams are fading. Let me live in the light of His love. For a heart that's filled with sadness, He can touch and fill it with gladness. Let me live in the light of His love. Oh, let me live. Let me live in the light love can give. Let it shine like the sun up above. Every rain, every night and every day, let me live in the light of His love. Let me live in the light of His love. How many is thankful for God's love? Trust and hope God's been good to you this week. Hope it looks like you survived the blizzard, so that's good. It's always good to come through a big snowstorm. Amen. We were a little further west and a little further south, so we didn't get the snow, but I kept calling and asking Penny, how deep is it now? How deep? Thank God. It's fun to get a little snow sometimes. It's fun to get it, and it's fun to watch it melt away. If you have your Bibles tonight, and it's so good to see you on a Wednesday night. Good to just feel the presence of Almighty God. Has God been good to anybody this week? I mean, just what a blessing. What a blessing it is. In spite of all that we face, in spite of everything that's going awry in this world today, you know, we still serve the same God. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, and I thank God for that. He's all-powerful. In the book of Ephesians tonight, we're going to go in the fifth chapter. Begin with verse number 8. The entire chapter is really, really good. It talks about walking in love, but I want us to focus on verses 8 through 11 tonight from the fifth chapter of the book of Ephesians, beginning with verse number 8. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord? Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. Can we pray? Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you again, Lord, for another time and another opportunity to come to your house to worship. Thank you for those who've gathered here tonight. Father, I pray, God, that you would just be in our midst in a mighty way. God, let us feel your power and your anointing and your love tonight. God, we're thankful for your mercy and your grace. Lord, and I pray tonight, God, that you would reach out to each and every soul, God, who needs a touch from you tonight. Those who may be sick, those who are afflicted, those in the hospitals and the nursing homes. Father, we pray that you would minister to them, touch them and anoint them. God, and especially those who are lost and undone. Father, I pray that they will come to the light. Pray, Lord, that they would find you at an altar of repentance before it's everlasting too late. We look to you, Lord, to give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory, and we ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated tonight. For a little while, I just want to talk about the subject matter of walking in the light. And as I say that, there's no light on this microphone. So we'll use this one. Amen. Walking in the light. This is such a simple request or such a simple commandment from the apostle as he writes here in the book of Ephesians. He's talking about walking in love. And, you know, love and light are synonymous because they both come from a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. How many is thankful that you have a relationship with Jesus Christ? Aren't you thankful for the dispensation of grace? Aren't you thankful for that Jesus Christ came and died on the cross of Calvary? Not only for the shedding of His blood and the redeeming of our souls and washing away of our sins, but for that constant abode that we have with Him, to know that He is with us each and every day. Through the gift of His Holy Spirit, He's there with us. Every situation, every problem, everything that we face, any endeavors that we take in this world, thank you, Brother Tommy, that the Lord is certainly with us each and every day, and we're thankful for that. But here He touches in verse 8 through verse 11. He talks about something that seems very elementary as you first begin to look at it, and many, many times we kind of read through that to get maybe some of the more in-depth parts of the scripture or the chapter that's there. But I just want to take a little while tonight and focus on what it means basically to walk in the light and how necessary the light is. And He uses a very good analogy when He talks about the spiritual walk, and He symbolizes as darkness and light. And we know those are polar opposites. You know, there's light, and then the total opposite of that is darkness. And we know what happens when we lose our electricity. We know what happens when we flip the light switch. But the Apostle Paul here began to talk about what it is to walk in the light spiritually and how wonderful it is to have an ongoing relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And I know probably we have talked about this. I had it highlighted in my Bible, but I could not get away from it this particular week as I was thinking about what an honor and a privilege it is to know Jesus and to have Him walk with us each and every day. But here, through the Apostle Paul, the Spirit of God enhances him and acknowledges him, or to acknowledge us, in how that we're supposed to walk in the light. And I wrote down several things here, and we're going to try to go over them maybe one at a time. But I want to point out, I think it's three words that really, really mean a lot. And they're in verse number 9. Goodness, righteousness, and truth. If we talk about those three, goodness, righteousness, and truth, then we're talking about the total opposite of darkness. We're talking about an illuminating process or illuminating lifestyle with the Lord Jesus Christ. So those who walk in the light, as opposed to walking in spiritual darkness, are going to incorporate goodness and righteousness and truth into their life. And how many knows when you incorporate goodness and righteousness and truth in your life, it bleeds over on other folks. It kind of spills out on other relationships, on your family, on people that you work with, and people who know you. In fact, some people may not know you, but they can see and recognize that there's something different about a person who is filled with the Spirit of the Lord and who's walking in the light of the Lord and dedicated and consecrated a Christian life and a walk with the Lord. But I want to just kind of point out some things here that are kind of elementary, as I said, but sometimes we kind of, as I said, maybe overlook some of the simpler things in the Word of God and maybe spend a whole lot of time on some of the in-depth things, which is good. It's wonderful. Study to show yourself approved and understand the Word of God. But don't forget some of these things here that are just maybe elementary. How many knows it's good to sometimes just go back and kind of rehearse some of the things in our life, you know, and this is what I want to talk about tonight. So as we walk in the light, one of the main reasons that we need to walk in the light is things are brighter. Think about that. Things are brighter. And we're going to be using not only the spiritual analogy, but also the physical analogy, too, of walking totally in the darkness and totally not. How many have decided to get up in the middle of the night and not turn the light on because you pretty much knew you felt your way to the restroom or to the kitchen to get a drink of water or whatever, but about 4 or 5 steps you wish you had turned the light on because you bumped into something that you knew was there all along, or worse than that, you stomped your little toe on the side of one of the pieces of furniture, and the first reaction is, man, I wish I'd have flipped that light on because it makes things brighter. It causes you to see things that you can't see in the dark. Now, that's a physical analogy, but think about that spiritually. So many times we sometimes try to stumble along in darkness when we need to walk in the light of the Lord. And when we walk in the light of the Lord, things are brighter. You look and see things differently. I remember when I was just a very, very young boy, and when we would watch when I was growing up, and this is going to be way, way, way before many of your times, but
I was thinking about that as I read that. But this was back when I think it was called Shocker or something. It came on Friday nights, and we were allowed to stay up a little later on Friday nights, and it was usually either a Frankenstein or a Scary program or something like that. And then when you would that would be over, and you know you'd watch it kind of like this, and all. Then when you go to your room to lay down, and the lights went out, shadows on the wall really were very scary. And I remember one night in particular, I looked over there, and there was honestly the face of a big man on the wall. I mean, the silhouette was perfect, the profile was perfect, the eyes, the nose, and it was just the top of the head, and I just knew some big monster was looking in my window, and it was casting a shadow on the wall. And I do like most people do, I covered up my head. And then when I uncovered my head, it was still there. So I thought, he's not going to leave. I'm going to have to do something about it. And so when I went to turn the light on, it was gone. It was gone completely. I stood there and turned the light back on. I looked over there, and there was a rocking chair that was there. And the arm of that rocking chair and the high back, when I flipped it off, that's what it was. It was a shadow. I was afraid of something that had no danger to it whatsoever. But the light illuminated that. In the darkness, it was horrifying. In the darkness, it was scary. In the darkness, I began to imagine things that weren't true. I began to imagine things and danger and all those problems that once the light was turned on, all of it went away, and I was able to recognize what the danger was. Think about that in a spiritual analogy, as many times we try to handle situations or we try to do things and we don't do it in the light of the Lord. That's the reason I reached back and found that the words of that old song, walk in the light of the Lord every day of our life. And things will certainly look differently, and they will look better and brighter when the light is on. The second thing is, you can clearly see the path when there's light. Doesn't matter how many times you travel that path, doesn't matter how many times, how familiar you are with it, there's still that opportunity, if you're stumbling around in total darkness, to trip up or to take a wrong turn or whatever. But when you're in the light, man, you can make better time, and you're not as fearful, and you can see your direction. And that's what we need. We need the direction of the Lord. And you know, the Lord talks about being the light of the world, and he talks about walking in the light as ye have received the light. You're no longer in darkness. So we need to take advantage of that, and how we can apply that to our life in spiritual matters as well as physical matters that we have in this life. As long as we'll walk in the light of the Lord, not only will things look different, but you can clearly see the path. And what is the needful thing when you're able to see the path? You don't trip up near as much, do you? You don't fall by the wayside near as much. So that's another advantage, and it's another characteristic of walking in the light. The third thing is, the obstacles are in plain view when the light is on. They're not when it's in total darkness. And again, this is talking about spiritual darkness. How many has ever said, man, I was just blindsided by that situation? Well, what does that mean? You wasn't ready for it. You wasn't prepared for it. And it kind of threw you a curve there. It messed up your apple cart, or whatever analogy you want to use. But it wasn't an expected situation, whereas if we would have been walking in the light and operating in the light. Now understand, we're not necessarily talking about physically walking when we're talking about spiritual. We're talking about our everyday life, our thought process, our conversation, our relationship with others. All of that entails a walking in the light of the Lord. Walking in the light of the Lord means basically walking in His Spirit. We know that we have a new life when Jesus Christ comes into our life. He doesn't want us to travel the same path. He doesn't want us to make the same mistakes. He doesn't want us to be the same person. Why is it that they talked about, all things are new? The old man has gone away, and all things have become new. The new man is on, and that is because there is now an illumination of the Spirit of the Lord. It's not like a bright light that you see shining here, But it's a new attitude. It's a new way of thinking. It's a new way of living. It's a difference that only the Spirit of the Lord can make in our life. And as you receive the Spirit of the Lord, and you remember the day that the cleansing process you felt when you turned your life over to the Lord and you said, Lord, you know, I don't want to be like I was. Basically what you're saying, I don't want to walk in the darkness anymore. I don't want to operate in the darkness. I've been there, been hurt. I mean, if you want to just kind of wave a little bit, I mean, it's been hurt in the darkness. I've been hurt in the world. You've been hurt by other people. You've been hurt by things. Sometimes our own ways kind of make us hurt. We reap what we sow. But when we have that transformation, and it is a transformation, not only does the Bible talk about all things are new, but we says, you know, we go do away with those things that we used to do. We don't walk that way anymore. We don't talk that way anymore. There's a newness of life, an appreciation of the lifestyle. I mean, here's what a lifestyle is. In fact, let me just stop for just a moment and kind of get you involved in here. What would you use as a definition of lifestyle? Anybody? The way you live. Okay. Anything else? How many of you's got a lifestyle? Come on, raise your hand. You got a lifestyle? Come on, y'all, don't be shy. Some of your lifestyle, some people are really, really type A personality. Very, very outspoken, very lively. The person who kind of lightens up the room when they come in. Then you got other people that are maybe a little more introverted, and that affects your lifestyle. That affects how you associate with people, and you're still who you are. And how many knows every one of us is totally different? Just ask Mr. Rogers. We're all different, but we're all unique, and we're all special in the eyes of God. But all of that, you know, intertwines and makes up our lifestyle. We got shoppers, we got hunters, we got people who love sports, we got people who love eating, we got people who love all of those different things, and you incorporate those into your lifestyle. So that's what makes up our lifestyle. So when we use the Spirit of the Lord in our lifestyle, it makes our lifestyle go a lot better. Amen. It makes us enjoy life a lot more. Have you ever met anybody, and don't tell me any names here tonight, that just seem they're miserable about everything? Nothing pleases them. Nothing goes well. They're always moaning. They're always groaning. They're always complaining. Chances are, we're not judging them, whether or not they have a relationship in the Lord or not, they're really not choosing to walk in the light. They're really not choosing to walk in a new and living way, in an extraordinary way that only the Spirit of the Lord, a relationship with the Spirit of the Lord, can allow us to make those lifestyles and those decisions that we make each and every day. So when we do that and we walk in the light of the Lord, basically what we're saying, when you're walking in the Spirit of the Lord, you know, walking and talking with Jesus, walking and listening to Jesus, nothing wrong with getting up and say, Lord, you know, whatever happens today, I'm just praying your will be done. Lord, I want to see somebody today. I want to meet somebody to let them know how good you are. I want to share a testimony, and I'm getting into that. I'm getting ahead of myself just a little bit. But we want to incorporate that into our lifestyle. And when we do that, and when we, I thought this was real, real good. We're able to see the obstacles in plain view. When you turn the light on, you walk around that piece of furniture, right? When you turn the light on, you walk over that stump or that log that was laying there because it has been illuminated. God shows you those obstacles. He shows you those pitfalls, and He shows you those stumbling blocks that are in your way. And you know what? They were there all the time, but in the dark, you couldn't see them. In the dark, they snuck up on you. But when the light comes on, the walk with the Lord Jesus Christ, then you see those things. So those obstacles are not nearly as hidden. They're in plain view when we walk in the light. And the other thing that I want to touch on tonight is something that maybe we don't think about as often as we should, but when we walk in the light, and when you are in the light, others see your life. The rest of these things we're talking about, how I conduct my life and what I do and how I walk with the Lord and how I converse with others and how my lifestyle it is. But also when the light is on, when the light of the Lord is in you, then you are a walking, breathing testimony. And I will assure you, whether you realize it or whether you know it or not, people are watching you. And if you profess to be a Christian, if we profess to be a Christian, and if we have a walk with the Lord, and it doesn't show in our lifestyle, if it doesn't show in our relationships, if we can't be loving and understanding and peaceful in our life, then what we're doing is basically walking in a darkness, walking in a shadow, keeping our religion and our salvation to ourselves. And, you know, the Lord wants us to be a testimony. Not only has He saved us and filled with us His Spirit, but what did He tell the disciples? Go ye out into the parts of Judea and all Samaria and testify and preach of the kingdom of the Lord. So when you're walking in the light of the Lord and the light of the Lord is shining in your life, and again, we're not talking about some big spotlight that follows you around everywhere you go, but people see you. And they see your lifestyle, and they see what you do, and they listen, and they hear what you are. And that is a living, breathing testimony of the goodness of God. Because we don't walk like we used to. We don't go where we used to. We don't do the things that we used to, because there's been a transformation in our life. And so we're now walking in a newness of life, so that others can see. And that's the one thing that when I was studying and looking at this, I had really overlooked. Because I'd always thought about the light, how beneficial it was to us personally. But then I began to think, if we're really walking in the light, others are going to see your life. And you know what? Here's the thing about it. I've talked to people and I've heard them say, Brother Eddie, I wish I could just lead one person to the Lord. Well, that's wonderful. We should always have that desire. And I've heard people say, you know, I've witnessed to folks and I've testified to folks and I've tried to share the Word of God and the plan of salvation to folks, and seems like I just can't, you know, really get through to them. You don't know that. You really don't know that, because I found out sometimes that person that you're throwing that seed out and you're witnessing to them may not ever let you know that they've sought the Lord. They might be somewhere else. They may find Jesus in another place. They may remember, you know what, down the road or something, this person was talking about Jesus. They may get in their Bible and begin to study. So whether or not they come back to you and say, hey, you were the person that led me to the Lord, it really doesn't matter. If you do that, if you keep sowing the seed, it's going to fall somewhere, and somebody's going to, that's going to take root, and somebody's going to benefit from that. Same thing as we walk in the light of the Lord. As we walk and we treat others, you're judged. And although there's only one perfect judge, and we know that. But let's get real. We're judged by people in the world, especially when you say, I'm a Christian. Because what they're doing, many of the people are trying to be judgmental and judge your life by them. You say you're a Christian, so I'm going to watch you. You probably won't tell you that I'm watching, but I'm watching you and see how you handle yourself. See what you do. See if you blow up. See if you do this. See if you say what you really are. See if you're really walking. And you know what? They won't tell you anything about all the good qualities they see in your life. They'll tell you about the time you slip up. And we all can slip up. Don't, you know, there's no perfect one. Jesus was the only perfect one. But we strive to walk in that light. We strive to be the person that Jesus would want us to be. You know, the wristband, the signs that says, what would Jesus do? Well, I tell you what Jesus did. He walked in the light everywhere he went. People would be, they'd moved by him, just his words. I mean, he'd bring a whole people out there on a Sermon on the Mount and just begin to speak. And they were just mesmerized by his word. And even the scribes and the Pharisees said he spoke with such authority. Well, sure he did. It's the Son of God. Amen. And truly he was the light of the world. And as he walked in the light, and as he said, I will not leave you comfortless, but I will send the comforter in my name, then he intends for us to walk in the light as well. Because he's equipped us with that light, that spiritual light. Let me tell you something about this light. You never have to change the battery. Isn't that wonderful? That's a blessing. Amen. You never have to wait if the electricity goes off or something. This power is always there because he has given us power, amen, through the infilling of his Holy Spirit. And know that that light that is within us is not for us to just, what is the saying, the word of God, hide it under a bushel. Why do you think Jesus would have used that analogy? Do not have your light or your candle and hide it under a bushel so that nobody can see it. Well, that's not what the characteristics of a true Christian should be. We should be thankful first and foremost that Jesus Christ loved us enough to save us, but we ought to be willing to let others see the light of Christ in our life. you know, we can do that through words, we can do that as testimony, but I'll assure you, more times than not, it'll be by your actions, or by our actions, what will win a lot of people to the Lord, because they see something in you. They see that illumination of the Holy Ghost. They see that smile on your face when things are going bad. You know, have you ever heard anybody come up to you and say, man, I don't see how you taking that so good. If that had been me, you know, well, the reason you're taking that so good, you're not joyous because things are going bad. You're just joyous because I got a relationship with the Lord. It doesn't matter if everything falls down around me, I still have a relationship with the Lord. So I'm going to strive to walk in the light of the Lord. I want to operate in the light of the Lord. Not that people will see me. That's not the reason for walking in the light of the Lord. What I want them to see is Jesus within me. I've often said, I don't care if anybody remembers my name. I don't care if anybody remembers that I pastored a church. But if somebody can remember that I shared the love of Christ with them, then I will say, Lord, thank you for giving me that opportunity, for putting that person in my life. Whatever it is, whether they saw something, whether they felt something, or whether we was able to convey the scripture of the word to them. So each and every one of us, take that opportunity. Now I just want to read those verses one more time as we've talked about these three different scenarios of how that we're supposed to walk in the light. For you were sometimes darkness. Can I get a testimony? Wasn't we all in darkness? But now are ye light in the Lord. You can't be light by yourself. You have to be light in the Lord. That's where the light comes from. Walk as children of light. Listen to the words. Words mean something. He says you are light, but now that you are light, walk in the light of the Lord. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. I wonder how many of us ask the Lord, Lord, is this right? Or we just do it and say, Lord, whether it was right or not, you know, if it was wrong, forgive me. But proving what is right, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. Lord, is this what you want me to be doing? Lord, is this where you want me to go? Lord, is this what you want me to be about? And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. And how many knows that light overtakes darkness? Just a little bit of light will completely annihilate the darkness that is around you. If you don't believe that, get in somewhere where it's completely void of light. Get a little bitty spark or whatever and just light that. And that darkness just runs from that light. Isn't that wonderful to know that evilness that's out there, that darkness and that gloominess, when the light of the Lord shines on it, it's got to go. It's got to be defeated. Amen. Just wanted to share that with you tonight. I thank you for being here on a Wednesday night. I appreciate each and every one of you. God bless you so very much. Love you. If you have a prayer request tonight, or if you need prayer, if you need to come to the altar, we'll pray with you. We'll pray for you. We certainly want to keep these people that are still struggling and sick. We want to keep them in our prayers and pray that God would touch them and anoint them and just heal them. Because how many knows we serve a God who is able to heal?
Someone else.